Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Honored to have as my guest today, Dominic Lawson. Dominic is a successful businessman and amazing community leader. He's the kind of guy you wish was your next door neighbor. In 2014, Dominic co-founded an educational consulting firm with his wife, Kinda. Their organization designs custom professional development programs for schools, school districts, nonprofits, and other mission-driven organizations. In 2016, Dominic became the host of the Startup Life podcast. This podcast's unique concept, combined with Dominic's engaging personality, quickly grew from a podcast to a national-wide radio program. In 2020, the Startup Life podcast became internationally syndicated on both traditional radio and internet radio stations around the globe. Dominic was born in Memphis, Tennessee, where he is deeply involved in serving the Memphis community through mentoring young professionals to grow and reach their potential in leadership and life. Dominic is dedicated to empowering people so they can help move society forward, which is driven by his core belief that success is 90% planning and 10% execution. Well, hello, Dominic.
How's it going, Mike?
Oh, man, it's going great. It's good. Thanks so much for having me on your podcast and for being on mine with me today, sharing some what you've learned about from small-time leaders in your life. So, but before we get into that, would you tell me something that you're thankful for or grateful for right now in your life?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. And once again, thank you for having me on your show and for coming on our show as well. We definitely had a great time. You know, it's funny you mention that because today, as we're recording this, it's my daughter's 8th birthday. I think I'm just grateful for the small moments in life, especially with everything going on. Just hanging with family, hanging with my daughter on her 8th birthday, and just being reminded that as we engage in our careers and our path of entrepreneurship, where we're talking about all the time, that it's the small moments. It's the sitting up late at night watching TV. It's the, you know, smashing my daughter's face in cake or something like that. It's the small moment that really just matter. And it just goes to show that time is just, you know, super important. It's the one resource you just can't get back.
That's right. Wow. Well, man, have a great time with your daughter tonight. And I hope you don't smash your face, but anyway.
I won't. It's just a failed around.
Good. Yeah. All right. So tell us about one person that made a big difference in your life.
When we talk about mentors and leaders and people, you know, there's so many to choose from, but there's one that really just sticks in my mind. And so his name is actually Michael Thomas. So clearly I have an affinity for people named Mike or whatever the case may be. But no, his name was Michael Thomas. He was a store manager of a shoe retailer that I used to work at when I was 16 years old. I won't give the name of it, but you know, the one with the referee stripes. And so anyway, but the thing is that, you know, when I was 14, actually, it actually starts when I was 14, I would come into his store all the time. He always thought I was kind of a good kid, you know, great grades, good demeanor and stuff like that. He's like, you know what, Dominic, when you get 16, come talk to me. I'm going to give you a job. And I was like, yeah, whatever, man. You probably say that to everybody. I know that, you know, growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, you know, socially awkward black kid, not very popular in school, good grades, not very popular in school. I know that could really, working at Foot Locker, I'm sorry, now I said the name, working at the shoe apparel store can definitely kind of rise my popularity at school. So I was like, you know what, when I turn 16, I'm going to hold him to it. So I turned 16. I was like, hey, Mike, I'm 16. He's like, all right, go get an application, fill it out. We did the interview and he hired me on the spot. And, you know, I learned a lot from him, you know, how to make the sale, create customer service, you know, fold t-shirts and stuff like that. And one of the cool things, or not so cool things, is that when I first started working there, I thought like, oh man, I'm just going to sell these shoes and this and the other. And the first day, Mike, we had to stock shoes in the back. So the first day I didn't make any sales. I was kind of bummed out. And so we're all in the back, you know, stocking shoes and all this great stuff. But anyway, but eventually he saw, you know, taught me more about sales. I became a really good salesperson to the point where the shoe company, they give out like these golden medallions if you exemplify like some type of great feat of sales, like you hit some benchmark, or if you have some great customer service story that a customer tells them. And so they give out these coins, and I got 7 of them, right? Which is kind of unheard of.
Well, that's not hard for us to believe. So we believe you can sell.
I appreciate that. But the thing is that as I was doing really well, and keep in mind, it's a part-time job. As I was doing really well with this, back at school, while my popularity started to rise, my grades started to fall a little bit. And so it got to the point where I got this one report card, and I'll never forget it. I got this one report card, and I don't even know how he knew. Right. I don't know if he like had my teacher's phone numbers or something. I don't know. But he found out that I wasn't doing so well. Like I wasn't failing anything, but my grades weren't what they were normally. Right.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Dominic, come talk to me for a minute. And I was like, all right. He's like, look, I heard about your grades, man. I was like, yeah, you know, it's a blip. It's not that big a deal. I'll get them up. He's like, I know. Give me your shirt. I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean give you my shirt?
What?
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show.
He fired you?
He fired me right there on the spot. Like, no lie. I came in to work. We had that conversation. He said, give me your shirt. And I had coveted this shirt since I was, you know, since I was 14 years old. You know, long story short, get fired for a semester. I get my grades back up. I let him know. He hires me back for the summertime. And we hadn't talked all day. My first day back, we didn't talk all day about why he fired me. But yeah. I knew we were going to have that conversation because me and him were going to close that night. So I knew it was just going to be me and him. He sits me down before we even start, you know, cleaning up the stores. He's like, look, Dominic, I'm glad you're back, but, you know, you have to know why I did this. I'm like, why, Mike, man? I'm one of your best salespeople, this, that, and the other. He's like, look, I don't care about the sales, right? We'll make that up. Our sales take a dip while you were gone? They absolutely did. You are one of the best in the city at what you do. But here's the thing. As a leader, it's my job not to just prepare you for what I need you for to be right now. It's to prepare you for later on down the road. It's to prepare you for, even if you take my job, if you become the CEO of this company, my job is to prepare you not just inside of this store, but outside of this store as well. And that's one of the things that just always resonated with me. It's like, we see far too often that people are afraid to kind of show people the ropes, like, oh, he may take my job one day. But he said he gets satisfaction as a leader to see that the people that he brings on excels way beyond him. And even to this day, I consider myself, when I, you know, do coaching to young mentors and stuff like that, I see myself as part of his coaching tree. You know how in the NFL they say they're part of this coaching tree or that coaching tree? I see myself as part of his coaching tree. That's something that just always resonated with me, and I'll never forget Mike to this day.
Wow, that is amazing to think about. All of us have a coaching tree,
right?
You know, I mean, if we're intentional about it, and but to have a leader like that that steps into your life and at that age has to change you for the rest of your life. So thanks so much, Dominic, for sharing with us about Mike, what he did and how he set you up to think about your life in a different way and led you to the success you are today. So anything you'd like to leave the listeners with as we wrap this one up?
I think it's just always important to remember, you know, as you engage in, you know, if you're an essential worker, if you're a person out in society, I think it's always important to have an aspect of service when you're leading, right? You know, because the thing is that nobody gets anywhere by themselves. You had help somewhere along the lines. For me, it was as a 16-year-old working in a shoe store. For you, it could be something else. But we all have somebody that helped us. And so to remember that as you're leading, to remember to serve as well.
Right. Small-time leaders serve in small ways that make a big difference. Thanks so much, Tony, for being with us today. I'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.